Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Left. Now Lawrence goes down, has to get up, breaks a tackle, touchdown Jacksonville!
The NFL just never stops. It's just great, it seems like, every weekend. Through 5 weeks already, so many memories and so many produced this past weekend with the Tampa Bay-Seattle game, all time for a regular season combined quarterback performance. The crazy Arizona-Tennessee game, which, by the way, head coach Jonathan Gannon in Arizona apologized for going after the running back that dropped the ball prior to going into the end zone, which seems to be now the dumbest thing that happens in sports. And then we get last night a really good game going in that more than lives up to it, with Trevor Lawrence literally being tripped by his right guard on a play in which they got to get into the end zone down 28-24, and somehow he gets up and runs it in for a touchdown. Wild play, great game, another winning week for the smell test. 4-3 on the weekend. We've had six smell tests so far this year, Max, and six winning weeks, hitting at 61% on the year. Cruising. Stay tuned. We'll have a lot of picks coming up Thursday and Friday this week. Good morning. Max is here with me on the show today. Nick Akridge will join us at 11 a.m. Nick's with Pro Football Focus. Talk about Sunday's game. Talk about the first five games overall. A lot of conversation about Sunday. And what I have found based on my social media circle is that most of the conversation is actually about Bill. It's about Kroski Merritt. This from Dr. Ed. Dr. Ed writes, Kevin, as the volunteer historian of your show, I didn't know that we had named Dr. Ed the volunteer historian of this show. He does seem to remember, by the way, almost everything that I have said and anything that any guest has said over the years. He writes, as the volunteer historian of your show, I reviewed your reaction when the Skins drafted Bill. You said he had really good speed, decent vision, and great cutback ability, a perfect fit for a zone run scheme. You liked him, called him athletic and explosive, but thought he was more of a change of pace guy than a 20 carry a game back. You gave the pick a B to C plus and said you'd wished that they had traded up for Damian Martinez. I don't think I said trade up for Damian Martinez. I guarantee you I didn't suggest that they trade up for Damian Martinez. Pick Damian Martinez, yes. Trade up for him, no. Who, by the way, was drafted by Seattle in the seventh round, waived, re-signed to the practice squad, then released on September 19th. Kevin, I think you deserve a B for your draft analysis of Bill. Don't feel bad. At least you bothered to do the research. Unlike Clinton Portis, who, when you asked him what he thought about Kroski Merritt, he said, I have no idea who he is. Well, Clinton's not studying the draft, Dr. Ed. He's a coach at Delaware State, coaching with DeSean Jackson, and coaching, by the way, running backs and the number one rush offense in 1AA, or FCS, sorry. But thank you, Dr. Ed. I don't think I deserve a B. I mean, if I gave him a B to a C plus, I deserve a D minus for that evaluation of Bill. Every bit of it. I did like, there were a lot of backs. We did a lot on the running backs because this really was a draft in which, you know, the running backs were thought to be incredibly, you know, deep in this last draft, in that you didn't need to draft a Hampton or a Gentry in the first round. Now, people saw a big difference with Gentry and everybody else, all right? That, and I think that's probably fair, although with running backs, it's really hard to know for sure. Hampton went in the first round as well. By the way, did you see this yesterday? I talked about in my game take yesterday that Amarian Hampton was not on the field for that last Chargers drive that ended in the San Ristil interception after the Johnny Newton tipped pass. And I said that was a huge benefit because not only did they have Hassan Haskins come in, but actually the guy at the goal line that was in the game was their third string running back, Vidal. And if you had Hampton in the game, you probably go Hampton first and goal, Hampton second and goal. Maybe you throw it. I don't know. But Hampton's a bigger threat as a runner down at the goal line. So he was getting taped up, according to, you know, Burkhart and Brady during that drive. Turns out, injured ankle, injured reserve. They put him on IR yesterday. Big blow for the Chargers, who just, along with the 49ers, you know, our team for sure, the Ravens for sure, are way up there in, okay, these are the teams that have been bitten badly by the injury bug early in the season. I mean, the Chargers started 3-0. They just started losing offensive linemen left and right. They lost Najee Harris. Now they've lost Hampton. They lost Khalil Mack. Remember, we didn't have to face him on Sunday. So Hampton to the IR. But anyway, back to the Bill conversation and backs. There were so many interesting backs in this draft. And some of them have made, you know, early impressions. Gentry, Hampton, R.J. Harvey in Denver has looked good. The guy Tootin, who was in the game last night. They've got ETN, and then they've got Tootin in the backfield for Jacksonville. Scadaboo's looked really good for the Giants. The kid in Houston, Woody Marks, the USC kid, has been good. Sampson's gotten some time. I'll tell you who I think has been the most impressive, and he missed the first couple of games because he was suspended as they looked into some of these allegations regarding, I think, a domestic situation. Quinshon Judkins for the Browns. Legit. Wow, does he run hard. He went over 100 on Sunday in the London game against Minnesota. He looked good. But yes, there were a couple of backs I liked, and I really liked Martinez from Miami. Was surprised that he lasted until the seventh. And look, that could be an issue of a lot of things we don't know about. That's the thing with these drafts. We don't know the personal. But I do remember, you know, after looking at Kroski Merritt, liking what I saw, but also definitely, you know, saying over and over again, seventh round running backs typically, not typically, almost always are misses for whatever reason in the NFL. And I went back over the last 10 years of seventh round running backs, listed them all, and the only one to have made an impression and made a literal, a real legitimate contribution, Isaiah Pacheco in Kansas City, who was on the field last night. Well, guess what? Certainly looks like in the last 11 years, we're going to have 2 seventh-round picks that end up being legitimate legitimate backs and contributors in the NFL because Jacory Kroski Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, is off to a great start, no doubt. So a lot of Bill conversation. And I want to start with that on the show today because
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of you have just reached out and said, this is who he reminds me of. Because I think we mentioned it briefly yesterday, and there were a couple of comps, and I said, I don't really have a comp. And I don't. There's nobody that just jumps out for me. Like, that's who he runs like. I mean, he is, you know, we had the one tweet from someone who said, man, this guy's got Chris Johnson speed. I'm like, okay, stop. Okay. He doesn't have Chris Johnson speed. We went back and looked at the 40 times. Chris Johnson, you know, a.k.a. the Tennessee Titans Chris Johnson, is probably the fastest running back in NFL history. He ran a 4.24. Kroski Merritt ran a 4.45. Good time. Good time. Not what you would call world-class running back speed at the NFL level, but it's good speed, and you can see it, and it's very functional speed. I think his burst and his quickness is as impressive as his speed. To me, it's his vision. You know, you could see that in the New Mexico, you know, highlight reel when you went back. He's got excellent feel and vision, especially inside, as an inside runner. You know, whether it is finding that seam, you know, being patient, really good with his feet, cutting ability, or laterally being able to break it to the outside with vision that says there's nothing here. And, you know, they had that first touchdown run, I mean, untouched. Really good vision to bounce, excellent blocking on the play, no edge setting by the Chargers touchdown, Bill Kroski Merritt. But that's the question. I want to know who you think, you know, he plays like. Who's the running back, current or historically, who you think Kroski Merritt is a good comp for, running style-wise? It's not easy. I'm going to give you a bunch of these, okay? From my friend Scott. Scott writes, not Van Pelt, a different Scott. Scott writes, I think he runs like LaDainian Tomlinson. Okay. LaDainian Tomlinson, Hall of Famer. But stylistically, we can comp him to anybody, great or even average. From GH, I see Tiki Barber. Hold on for one second. So many additional Bill tweets here. My fault. Several people compared him to Mike Thomas, including a caller yesterday, partly because of his number. Man, you got to be old like me to remember Mike Thomas, the 1975 Rookie of the Year for the Redskins, drafted in the fifth round from UNLV, and was a really good running back, and one of those guys that was really good as a vision. You know, wasn't a blazer, wasn't like, you know, a burner, but really had terrific vision between the tackles and was just an excellent, excellent back. And was the, you know, offensive rookie of the year, and was the last offensive rookie of the year until RG3 won it in 2012. And that was unique for the time because George Allen didn't draft players. Here's a comp. Kevin, I see a lot of Barry Sanders and Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. That from Dom on Twitter. I don't see any Barry Sanders in Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. Barry Sanders is not a good... There are very few, if ever, running backs that I would comp to Barry Sanders. He had a style that was totally unique. The thing about Barry Sanders is it was stop, start. It was go backwards to get forwards. It was an odd running style. He was elusive. That was his number one trait, was being able to not get tackled at times 6-7 yards behind the line of scrimmage, because that's the direction he actually went in many times before he would go forward. I don't see that comp at all. Kevin, I see a lot of Emmett Smith. This from Jacob. I see a lot of Emmett Smith in Bill. He never takes a direct shot. That is true. His build is completely different than Emmett's. You know, Emmett was built kind of compact and low to the ground. I don't think I see Emmett Smith, but I know what you're talking about. This from Derek. Derek sees Adrian Peterson. We've got some Hall of Fame comps here. Okay, LT, LaDainian Tomlinson, Emmett Smith, Barry Sanders, Adrian Peterson. I know these are the backs we kind of remember. But, you know, give me a back that maybe wasn't, you know, an all-time great. There's another one here. This from Maurice. Maurice writes, Kevin, I see a lot of Willis McGahee in Kroski Merritt. McGahee was just bigger. McGahee was bigger and more physical as a back. Look, I what's surprising so far about Bill for me is his yards after contact. He breaks tackles. He's very hard to wrap up, which speaks to clearly he's got lower body strength. But I don't see McGahee. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who's a good comp? Just looking through. I'm looking for somebody who isn't a Hall of Famer. Kevin, I see Aaron Jones in Bill. Yeah, there's a little bit of Aaron Jones. Jones is kind of a... I think Jones, Aaron Jones will is a very good vision runner. Also, you know, a high yards per carry guy, which Bill is. Bill's leading the league in yards per carry, people. He's leading the league in expected yards per carry. I mean, these are really impressive numbers so far. Small sample size and small number of carries. You know, maybe if he gets 18, 19, 20, those averages come down a little bit. I could see a little bit of Aaron Jones. Want to find players. Kevin, Lamar Miller. So, because I did ask in my podcast for comps, so I got a lot of these via Twitter and email. Lamar Miller, I always felt like was an underrated kind of Miami back, and ended up playing, by the way, for the Dolphins. And I thought Lamar Miller was the quintessential kind of vision back, you know, wasn't going to blow you away in a lot of ways, but was versatile and really always ended up getting more than you thought he should get. Was Lamar Miller ever a Pro Bowler? Lamar Miller. He did make a Pro Bowl. He made a Pro Bowl with the Texans in 2018. Interesting. He made a Pro Bowl with the Texans in 2018, rushing for 973 yards in 14 games. That seems like a bit of a stretch. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Give me your NFL current or historical comp for Kroski Merritt. I feel like we may have done this with backs, you know, before the draft, but I don't think we ever did it with Bill. It's now time to do it for Bill. We'll do that next. Want your thoughts on that. Again, Nick Ackridge from Pro Football Focus at 11. A little bit of sort of upon further review of the Chargers games, some things that I went back and found in the All-22 that I want to share with you on the show today. But let's talk Kroski Merritt and his amazing start as a seventh-round running back draft choice to this 2025 rookie season. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.